So what I'd like to do is I'd like to do a quick values elicitation demonstration in the final 10 minutes, because we've got 10 minutes left of class. It's pretty easy to do, and it's pretty quick to do. I want to take somebody for this who's in a career that they like. I want to take career values. All right, well, let's find out. How many... I may talk to a couple of you. I want to make sure I get the right subject. I don't care whether it's career, relationships, health, whatever it is. But I want to take somebody who's not satisfied with a certain area of their life. And then I'll question you to make sure I've got the right person that I'm going to take for this. So who would like to be a values subject for elicitation? Okay, for what context of your life?
Relationship.
Are you currently in a relationship? Okay. And I might talk to a couple of people to make sure that, so you're currently not in a relationship, and you're looking to create a relationship. Okay, who else? Who else would like to be a... Because what's going to happen is we're going to lay out a blueprint with you. We'll do some personal transformation work tomorrow as we go into things. So we're really going to work with our values and get our values fine-tuned. And we'll talk about various types of values conflicts, much deeper than breakthrough. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Who else? Anybody else want to be a value subject? Are you relationship as well? I don't care what context. Whatever context of life works for you. Okay, so are you currently in a relationship? Or are you thinking? Okay, lots of them. Are you thinking more family relationships, just general relationships? French relationship? Yeah. Anybody else? Another context perhaps? Or maybe the same context? Anybody want to be a... Deanna, let's try this. Okay, so Deanna.
Yep.
When you think of, you can look over here if you want. What's important to you in the context of your career? That's the first question I ask. What's important to you?
I want to be challenged.
Challenge. Yeah. What else is important?
It's got to be interesting.
Be interesting. Okay.
I like to work independently.
Working independently. What else is important?
I like to be compensated nicely.
Independently. Compensation is important to you then?
Yep.
Okay, what else?
Respect.
Respect. What else?
Flexibility. But that's kind of a freedom thing. Did I say freedom? Oh, okay, freedom.
Freedom. Is freedom and flexibility the same thing or something different?
I don't know. I guess to me it's the same.
Okay. And by the way, notice that I never put any words in her mouth. I don't want to, because I know NLP practitioners that are constantly eliciting their own values rather than their client's values. So freedom, would I put freedom / flexibility or just freedom?
Freedom.
Okay. You may want to turn your chair just a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Easier for you to see. Okay, freedom. What else is important to you in the context of your career?
Advancement.
Advancement. What else?
Networking.
Networking?
I like to be with people. I don't want to work alone.
Okay, so being with people is important to you.
Yeah, so, I don't know, networking, socializing. Networking, I don't know, something like that.
What would you call that? What's important to you about being with people and networking?
I like socializing. I like building people relationships as part of work. Okay.
Is building relationships important to you in the context of your career?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. So if they say a couple of words, sometimes I'll say, what's important to you about that? And chunk up on it. So building relationships. What else?
I don't know. You got pretty much all of them, I think.
Okay. That's her first blank spot. I want you to push beyond that twice. So as you look all that, what else is important to you as you think about it in the context of your career?
I want to have fun.
Having fun. Okay. Because there we're going to get some unconscious stuff. I'll just put that. Having fun. What else?
Creativity.
Creativity. Okay. What else?
I think I would like to improve the community or do some kind of improvement that counts for me.
What's important
to
you about that?
Contribute to the world. have purpose in my life, I guess, be a contributor, make the world better, you know, that kind of thing.
What's important to you about all of that?
Makes me feel kind of justified, or I feel like I'm helping other people, helping things, not just using it up for myself. Let me see.
So helping toward, others, right? Contribution. I heard all those. Does either word capture what you're talking about?
Contribution.
Contribution?
That's a word I use a lot.
What else?
That's plenty.
That's plenty? Okay, now that's the second blank spot, so push on a little bit more. What else is important to you?
What else?
Two blank spots I want you to come to like that. And she may not come up with anything else, or she may, but I just want you to push beyond the two blank spots a little.
Make something up.
No. Yeah, sometimes you say, so if you had all these, having fun, challenge, interesting. If you had all that, what else is important to you?
Well, I guess, gee, I know this is pretty lofty. I'd like to make a difference in the world.
Would that be the same thing as contribution or something different?
You know, well, actually one can contribute without making a difference, like work for Habitat for Humanity. Okay. But I would like to put an original contribution in there. Make a difference in the world. Yeah, make a difference. Yeah, but that was a good question, I guess.
Yeah. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay, I got two blank spots. I pushed beyond. I said, what else? Now we've got this list. Now I want to find the values from what? Actually, not quite yet, because there were two other ways of elicitation.
Motivation.
Yeah, so from the motivation strategy. So, Deanna, I want you to remember a time when you were totally motivated in the context of your career. Okay, think of a specific time. Okay, now we just do the state elicitation script. As you go back to that time now, I want you to step into your body, see what you saw at the time, hear the sounds around you, and feel the feelings of being totally motivated in the context of your career.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now what I want you to do is I want you to rewind the movie just a little bit and tell me what feeling was present just before the feeling of motivation.
I have that anxiety.
Anxiety, okay. Is anxiety important to you in the context of your career? Or?
You know, I think I kind of use it as a driving force or as a reason to get off my butt.
Uh-huh. Okay.
A reason to seek comfort, in a way.
So at some level, do you think it is important to you, even though you don't?
I think I do think it's, at some level it is.
Okay.
So you have to write that one down?
I'm sorry. We can get rid of it, though. That's the good news. Okay, I want you to think of another time when you were totally motivated in the context of your career. By the way, that's a good thing for us to know. Think of another specific time, okay? Totally different time.
Okay.
As you go back to that time, now step into your body, see what you saw at the time, hear what you heard, and feel the feelings of motivation in your body, and then rewind the movie just a little bit and tell me what was the feeling that was present just before the feeling of motivation.
I don't know. I guess the... feeling of being needed, I guess. I was really needed at this one office, so I was really motivated to go and work for them. Right. Felt like I could make a difference. Let me see.
Is being needed important to you in the context of your career?
Yeah, actually it is. Yeah. Very important.
Yeah. See, we're going to get some unconscious values with this. Yeah? And let's think of one more time. Think of one more time when you were totally motivated in the context of your career. Think of a specific time.
Okay.
So go back to that time. Now step into your body, see what you saw, hear what you heard, and feel the feelings of motivation in your body. And then rewind the movie just a little bit and tell me what was the feeling that was present just before the feeling of motivation.
I had a desire to please.
Okay.
In a way, before I did this one project. Uh-huh.
So it was a. So what would you call that feeling?
I think I was trying to garner my boss's respect. I was new at that time.
Uh-huh.
And we were starting a new project. So let me see. I don't know.
Is that respect important to you in the context of your career?
Yeah, actually it is.
Would you call that respect or would you call it desire to please? Which one is...
I don't know. It sounds like respect to me.
Uh-huh.
In a way. It's a motivator.
That is important to you then.
Yeah, but you got it down there already.
We already got respect? Yeah. Okay, good. If they start looping, we know we've got enough on that end. Now, I want you to look at this list for a moment, and I want you to just take a look. If you're having fun, challenge, your job was interesting, you were working independently, you were being compensated, you have respect, freedom, advancement, if you had all of this, you were building relationships, you had creativity, contribution, you were making a difference. We won't talk about the anxiety, but and you were being needed. If all of that were going on and you had that in your career, is there anything that would have to happen that would cause you to leave that career? Or what would have to happen that would cause you to leave if you had all this, all that being present?
Oh, if there was no more need for me.
No more need for you.
Yeah.
So is it important? Let's see. No more need for you. Yeah. So being needed is important. Now, what I want to avoid doing is flipping it to the positive. So if the value is negatively stated, so is it? Would you say it's important to you to be somewhere where? Let's see. How would I put that? So is being needed important to you? And we already got that there. Okay. All that being present, and you were needed, is there then anything else that would have to happen that would cause you to leave?
A better opportunity someplace else.
Okay. Better opportunities. So are better opportunities important to you?
Yeah.
In the context of your career? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just going to write some threshold values down here. Better opportunities. Now, if you had all these things present,
uh-huh.
You had better opportunities someplace else, what would have to happen that would cause you to stay?
I don't think I would stay.
Okay. So if you had better opportunities someplace else,
right,
you'd go.
Right, because even if they'd raise the compensation and everything, I enjoy a new experience.
Okay. So is new experience important to you in the context of your career?
Yeah, let me see where that's...
Does that fit in someplace that we already...
Well, challenge, I guess. I think it's the challenge of the new experience that I like. Maybe that's it.
Okay, so if you had all of this, you had better opportunities within the career you were in, is there anything else that would cause you to leave?
Well, if I got really bored, then I would leave.
So is... Now listen how I do this. So is not being bored important to you in the context of your career?
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm going to write that down.
But isn't that interesting, the same as like interesting?
Is it? Is not being bored the same as interesting, or is it something different?
I think it's the same to me.
Is it the same?
I think so.
Okay. Good.
Can I ask them for help?
No.
No,
this has to come from you.
Don't help me then.
These are your values. Okay, so now I'm fine. I've explored it. We understand. This gives us insight, though. If we were doing hiring consulting, this would give us tremendous insight about what this person's going to do. Now, Deanna, what I'd like you to do is as you look at this list, by the way, you may or may not choose to include the threshold values inside the list as you number it for performance issues. So if better opportunities is, that's a comparative deletion. That one I may not include in the numbering because it's like, where's that fit inside of this for her? Being needed, I may or may not. Anxiety. What's number one on this list in terms of most important to you?
Having fun.
What's number two?
Interesting.
Number three?
Creativity. These are all the ones that you dug up afterwards.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Those came as after, and that's why, because those are going to be most unconscious. So it's important to do that, yeah. What's number four?
I guess contribution.
Contribution, where is that?
Oh, that's right under creativity.
Okay. Number four, number five.
Working independently.
Okay, number six.
I guess it's challenge.
Number seven.
Building relationships.
Building relationships. Number eight.
Freedom.
Number nine.
Compensation.
Number 10.
Advancement.
11.
Respect. Are we leaving out the bottom three?
For
now, because they're...
Okay, leave them out for now. We may renumber these tomorrow. I may take a look at these. But which one's 11?
Respect.
Uh-huh. Number 12?
But if we're leaving out... Oh, okay, I guess making a difference then. That's the only one that's left.
Making a difference, 12. Okay. We're gonna actually look at our numbering of this tomorrow because we may take a little different spin on it. But that's basically how you're going to do the values elicitation. Okay. Numbering, let's take it. We're going to relook at those numbers because I want to be sure that we're right on with these numbers tomorrow as we come back. But basically what you're going to do is you're going to turn it to the client and say, what's important to you in this context? You're going to get a nice list. Make sure how many times do they come to a blank spot when you push them on?
Twice.
Then you get the values from the motivation strategy. You just do the state elicitation script. You say, rewind it a little bit. Tell me what was the feeling just before motivation. And then ask them if that's important to them in the context of their career. And you write it down. Do a couple of those. Then we're going to get the threshold values. You say, all of these being present, you turn to the client and say, is there anything that would have to happen that would cause you to leave? And then if she says yes, then you say, okay, that being present and that happens, what would cause you to stay? And you may get a couple of threshold values as well. Okay. We will continue this in the morning, and we're going to really go deep into your values. And one of the things that a lot of people like to do, we're going to have some practice mornings too. A lot of people like to get clear on all their values so they can take off like a jet airplane when they leave here. So a lot of people like to get their values clear and clear out any conflicts. Okay. There will be tomorrow. What we're going to do is we will have the. Does anybody have any stuff that they want to practice on tomorrow? Necessarily. No? Okay, tomorrow morning we will do a morning session on, do you want to do metaphors or submodalities belief change?
Submodalities belief change.
Oh, then I have to be here. You guys, I will teach a morning class tomorrow morning on submodalities belief change.
Cool.
So if you want to come, 10 o'clock. Submodalities belief change, I'll do that tomorrow morning. Give Deanna a hand.
Thanks, Deanna.
You're welcome.
Have a good night, and we'll work more on values tomorrow.